Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
As a pastor, people will tell me things such as starting a new business. Maybe they're getting ready to move. Maybe they're getting ready to fire someone or to hire somebody. Now, just because I know ahead of time does not mean that I make it happen. When someone rejects Jesus Christ, it's not because God elected him or predestinated him to do so. It only means God knew they would. God made us with a free will. We are not robots. We choose to love him or not to love him. That's why we read in verse 4 that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Before him in love. You see, our obedience to the Lord is not based on ritual, neither is it based on we were predestinated and just can't help ourselves. No, it's based on love. Many times there are people who say, well, look, I started going to church every service. I went to visitation. I taught Sunday school. Or I sang in choir. I read my Bible. I just didn't get anything from it. Didn't do me any good. And I was just frustrated. And I was this. Well, your motive was a ritual. You did what you're supposed to do, but you weren't motivated by love for God, by choosing to love him and getting to know him. And my friend, if you don't obey him out of a heart that loves, you fail. Remember, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul, your mind and your strength. And my friend, you break that first commandment, then the rest of the commandments fall apart. Our obedience is not based on ritual. It's based on love. Now, the reason for this is given in verse 6. He says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Isn't that great? For the praise of his glory, that is for the Father. You remember John 3:16, for God, speaking of the Father, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the praise of his glory, and to make us accepted. But how are we acceptable when he, well, we know we still sin in this mortal flesh. Certainly he knows, because he's all-knowing. He's omniscient. And even we know we still sin in this mortal flesh. Yet we are accepted in the beloved. In other words, when I stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ, God looks at me in Christ, not of myself. That's why I'm accepted in the beloved. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white as snow. Stories told of a couple that was in England, and they were in a hotel across from the palace. And the wife was looking at the window, and she said to her husband, honey, this is unusual. The palace guards are dressed in white instead of red today. And he's laying in the bed, and he says, yeah, sure. She says, no, really, and he can see that she is serious. So he jumps up, and he runs to the window that's closest to his bed instead of where she is. He looks, and they're in red, and he looks at her and says, ha, ha, okay, you got me. And she is bewildered. And says, what do you mean? Well, I can see they're in red. She says, no, they're in white. And so a little argument pursues, you're colorblind and so forth. And then finally, they get to the same window. In the man's window, they're red. In the lady's window, they're white. What they didn't know, that there was a red film that was covering the window of the lady. And so the plastic film that covered her window, when she was looking at red, through red, she saw white. And oh, what an illustration that is. My sin is red like crimson. It is scarlet. And yet, when he looks at that awful red sin through the blood of Christ, he sees white. You ever hear people say, oh, my heart was black with sin? Oh, no. Black isn't the color of sin. It's the color of darkness, but it's not the color of sin. The color of sin is red. You're red. And, you know, isn't it interesting that if you get a red dye in something, you know, it's red. Okay. Sometimes you can do things about other colors, but not red. Only Jesus can get the red out. And so, my friend, when you're washing the blood, the Father looks at you through the blood of Jesus, not at your own merits. So we are accepted in the Beloved. Now, this entire passage of verses 3 through 14 of Ephesians chapter 1 are actually in the Greek one long sentence. One long, long, very compound sentence. And it's the longest sentence in the Bible. And I tell you that so that you don't divorce one part of this from any other part. Don't make the mistake of thinking about who is predestined. Rather, we are to think of what we are predestined to, or to what we are predestined. Too many of us place emphasis on things that are temporal and transient, while neglecting the values that are spiritual and eternal. Think of it in this matter. We are chosen in Him. Verse 4, to be holy. 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3 says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and doth not appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. You see, salvation is a call to holiness. It's a call to purity. Purity shows you're not infected with the things of this world, a love for the world, a friendship with the world, which is enmity and vileness with God. You see, you're pure from is the context. Just like 1 John 2, 15 through 17, that says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Or as we read in Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, that old nature, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Yes, we have been predestinated as saved people to be like Christ, Romans 8:29. Our adoption is the redemption of our body at the rapture. Therefore, live in a manner that shows you always have heaven in mind. 1 John chapter 2, 28 says, And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. In Jewish history, we saw how their doctrine of election had shut the Gentiles out. And yet, you read 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 23 through 31, and you see clearly that God wanted the whole world to know. In the beginnings of the New Testament church, some tried to introduce circumcision to effectively shut out Gentiles. And that was put down. And God had shown them that the gospel is open to all men and not just to Jewish converts. Doctrine that exalts one group over another group may be a doctrine that leads to arrogance and self-exaltation, not to God's glory. And therefore, it does not show God's unmerited favor. Now, although there are many today that would be first to admit they are saved by grace, they also believe that God chose them instead of these sinners of the world who are going to hell. Well, praise God for the goodness of the Father who took me just as I am, and when I received Him, He appropriated to me the election. Now, there are many of you who agree with everything I've said on verses 4 through 6 here of Ephesians chapter 1. And as a matter of fact, you have probably many negative things to say about Calvinism. And yet, you may be a practicing Calvinist because you never witnessed to a lost and dying world. You know, Satan doesn't care if you believe rightly if you don't practice it. And if you believe whosoever will may come, then you have a greater responsibility to get out and witness that gospel to a lost and dying world. Now, my friend, you may be listening here today and you're not sure that if you died that heaven's your home. God loves you, and He wants to save you, and He will appropriate the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He will appropriate election to your account if you'll receive Him today. What must you do? You must admit your need. You are a sinner. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus Christ is God's glory. We all come short of Him. And then secondly, we must be willing to repent. Acts 17:30 says, God commandeth all men. God commands, you see, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world. So He calls you to turn to Christ, turning from yourself and sin. And then believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding His precious blood for you, and that 3 days later He rose up victorious over hell and the grave, you call upon Him to save you. We get that from Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever, and that's you, that's me, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Won't you receive Him? Why not right now, right where you are, bow your head, and pray this prayer to receive Christ, meaning it in your heart. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.